So just one or before we go weiter. The Braisa said there were 10 people that you don't give truma to in a base agronis. However, 8 of those 10 people, mishagun lehem lebotehem. 3 of the people mentioned in the Braisa were the cheresh, the shoita, and the katan. Tzois in Simin Reish Mem Gimel Ois Dalit brings from the Prichadosh that the Prichadosh said that why is it that you can't give truma to a katan? He was discussing specifically a katan. We know a katan is not a bar schia. A katan can't be zeichen things. He can't be koina things. So if a katan can't be koina things, then how could you ever give truma to a koyin, to a katan? To the extent that the katan can't be zeichen the truma, so how are you mekayim your mitzvah of giving truma? In order for you to be mekayim your mitzvah of giving truma to the koyin has to be zeichen the truma. But if a katan is not a bar schia, he can't be zeicha, so how in the world can you be mekayim your mitzvah? And the price is clear that it's only in the Beis HaGronis you can't give it to the katan. But if you go to him privately, you could be yoytze the mitzvah. How could be yoytze the mitzvah giving truma to a katan? A katan's not a bar schia. Azoy freit the prichadosh, azoy bring the ksois. Said the prichadosh, based on a halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Matana, chayshe mishpat simin reish mem gimels of katan test. And the Chabad says as follows, katan shenoysen leitzor v'zorkoi egoz v'noitle, a katan that is enough of bar das, that he understands that if you give him an egoz, he keeps it. And if you give him a rock, he should throw it away. So zoicha la'atzmoy, he is a bar kinyan, and as is mentioned here in the parentheses, v'davka kishayesh das acheres machnaloy. But davka if there's a das acheres machnaloy. In other words, the mechaber is saying that if there's a das acheres machno, there's somebody on the other end of this transaction that is having in mind to be machno this thing to the katan. That although a katan ordinarily is not a bar schia, but with the koyach of das acheres machno, and he's old enough to discern between an egoiz and a tzrar, he can't be a bar schia. Avol b'mitzia the mechaber says loy. But let's say if he wants to be zoy. He sees a lost object on the ground, and he wants to pick it up. It's a Peres Mefuzar and Arei Elush. My son's learning Eil Metzias. Peres Mefuzar and it's Arei Elush. He wants to pick it up and he wants to be Zoichin it. That he can't. Because there's no Das Acheres Machnin. There's no other person that's being Machnin to him. So if there's no one being Machnin, there he can't be Zoichin. The point is, Al Yedei Das Acheres Machnin, these are the key words, a katan can't be Zoichin. Says the Prichadosh, every time Reuven gives Truma to a Kayin, this Das Acheres Machnin. He's giving the truma over to the kohen, and being that he's giving the truma over to the kohen, there's a koyach adas acheres machnin. It's that what for that reason that a katan could be zayich in truma. It's tafka, but they agronis mishum zilusa the truma. You don't give it to a katan, but if you're sending it to his house over there, you will be able to. Freik tiktzois. I don't agree with you, the prichadash. You're saying that this das acheres machnin by truma there isn't. Why? Says the Ktois, once a person is mafresh his peiros the truma, the peiros become truma. They're technically not his anymore. The only bailus, the only teras mamoin that the owner has in this truma is the right that he has to decide which coin to give it to. But moi can't be makadish and ishu with it anymore. More than that, it's not his. He can't be makdish it. You can't sell it. You can just pick and choose which coin you want to give it to. That's what's called in Gemara as Toyves Ana. Now, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether Toyves Ana is Mammon or not Mammon. When I have ownership in a chayfetz that limits me only to decide who to give it to, but to use it be'etzem, there's no intrinsic usage that I have from it because I can't use it anymore, such as truma. Is that considered that I'm an owner or not? So again, machloek is tevis and a moment or not moment. We paskin tevis and a is not moment. So it says the tzoyis, if we paskin tevis and a moment, tevis and a is not moment. So that means I don't have a din moment. If I don't have a din moment, so there's no koyach of das acheres machna. You're right, with this das acheres machna, the cotton could be zoicha. But being that I don't have any teras moment anymore, I'm not an owner. If I'm not an owner, I'm not a machna. I would be an owner if I had a din moment. No. The only din moment I have is Tevis Anah. Tevis Anah in a moment. It's for that reason that I would not be considered a makna. I would not be considered a makna. Azoizok tiktoiz. The Prichadosh wanted to take this a step further. The Prichadosh wanted to say that based on this diuk in the Braisa, that you can't give truma to a katan at his home, so too you should be able to give Pidyan HaBen, the 5 sloim, that one has to give for a son that's a bechar to a kohen, to a bechar to a katan, that's a kain as well. Because the reason you can give him truma is das acheres makna, so you have the same das acheres makna. Zok tiktoiz. Here I'm asking to prichadash. I'm asking that you can give the five sloim to a kain that's a katan, because there is a das acheres makna. Truma, once I'm mafresh the truma, it's not mine anymore. All I have is tevis ana. If all I have is tevis ana, I'm not an owner, there's no das acheres makna. The five sloim, even if I'm mafresh the five sloim, I want these five sloim to go for pinyan aben of my son. It doesn't become mum and shave it. Nothing happens to that much, other than the fact that I made some sort of nether, maybe a nether to do a dvar mitzvah, that I'm going to use these five slums for pinyan aben. But more than that, not. If there's no more than that, it's still considered mine. I have more than just teves ana. I am the owner. If I'm the owner, this is das acheres makna. This is das acheres makna. Brichadosh is right. A cotton could be zoicha al yedei das acheres makna. Freik tiktoiz. If I'm right that there's no das acheres makna, then what's pshat in the diuk? The diuk would seem to say, the braisa, that you could give truma to a cotton. There's no das acheres makna. So first tiktoiz says, it's not muchach, because you see that the braisa says shaita also you can give. Shaita, there's certainly no asacheres makna. So the ktsais is a very long lamdas shmuz, but the ktsais of maskana says a very nice thing. Again, not for today's sugya, but he says a lamdas. He says that all truma belongs to the sheva kehanim. Meaning there's a chiddush ha-Torah, that when I say that I want this peiros to be truma, and automatically the Torah gave it to the Kayhanim. And all I'm doing is just determining which kain it's going to go to. But it was the Torah itself that gave it over to the Kayhanim. Says the Ktsois, if the Torah is mezakeh something, the Torah can mezakeh something to a katan also. And what's the precedence for that? Yerusha. A katan could be Yerush midai raisa. What's the pshat? A katan's not a bar schia. The Torah says the katan doesn't have to be kainer for himself. It doesn't have to work with das acheres makna. The Torah itself was mezakeh. So if the Torah itself was mezakeh, over there you see a katan ashaich to Yerusha. Truma would be doimed to Yerusha, zok diktzois. And just like Yerusha, katan could be zoicha midai raisa. Not sure why I close that. But so too, Truma would work the same way.